Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They're what Boston Mayor Thomas Menino calls tweenies, kids aged 11 to 14. Youth violence prevention advocates call it a critical age for kids, a time when life-altering decisions are made. They're too old for programs at the city's community centers, too young for the city's summer jobs for teens programs. WBUR's Dolores Handy spent a day at a camp in Boston Harbor for those 11 to 14-year-olds.
Yeah. I know they said they had to be here by 8 o'clock. So
it's not yet 8 a.m. They're already gathering outside the Boys and Girls Club on Talbot Avenue at Blue Hill Avenue in Dorchester. 11-year-old Raven Heath is there being dropped off by her mom, Asiya Adams Heath, who says it's important to keep Raven busy.
One, she's 11. Two, I work. And three, I think it's just good to keep kids active and stuff like that, especially when you see a lot of things in the news about childhood obesity and issues like that, and just, you know, kids that are not busy enough getting into things they shouldn't do. So that's why we have them all.
Claudia Smith-Reed is dropping off her 11-year-old twins, Kyle and Kayla.
Well, I think, you know, a busy child is a courtless child. And
a courtless child?
Courtless.
What does that mean?
They're not in a courtroom for anything that they've done. You keep them busy, you keep them involved.
Today, three buses carrying kids between the ages of 11 and 14 leave from this Boys and Girls Club. More buses will travel from other locations in Dorchester, as well as from other parts of the city, including Roxbury, Mattapan, and Hyde Park. Camp Harborview is on Long Island in Boston Harbor. You have to travel a long, windy, narrow road past Marina Bay, then cross a nearly mile-long bridge and stop at checkpoints, but finally you're there. The first order of business is breakfast. Then the day begins.
Good morning, Camp Harborview.
That's the camp's leader, Kara Gould, starting off with what is part of a daily ritual. Gould has been executive director at Camp Harborview since its founding 5 years ago.
We have tennis courts, basketball courts, baseball field, football field, two soccer fields, a beach.
And there's art and music. But for Anthony Serra, an eighth grader from South Boston...
My favorite thing to do here is sailing, especially when it's windy out like this, because the boat is basically on its side when you're going.
And there's even more, like the ropes courses. High, tight ropes 49 feet up in the air for walking, walls up to 45 feet tall for climbing. There are classrooms for the camp's focus called Knowledge is Power. Again, Kara Gould.
But knowledge is power is how we kind of sneak in education. It's how we make sure that the kids' brains are still active while they're out here. So we do a lot of science-based experiments, some robotics things.
Like building a solar-powered robot. This week, there's a pilot project focused on introducing kids to medical careers. On the very first day, they had a bone lab. 11-year-old Alyssa Allen from Dorchester took part. She wants to be a doctor. She says being at the camp makes her feel special.
We were figuring out what bones belonged where. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity because we're also... we're having fun, but also learning.
Also on the first day, a long workout with fitness guru, Brandy, owner of Body by Brandy. There's so much to do that midway through the day, Dougie Fitz, a tall, lanky 14-year-old from Dorchester, crashes on a bench. Tired, he says, but...
it's good. It's fun. Takes you out the city. I think they should do this for all the other kids in the city that's on the streets.
There's a long pause, then...
there's a lot that happens in my neighborhood. Like, it's stuff my mother doesn't want me to be around. I was just thinking about, like, the stuff that was happening. Like, I just see crackheads and drug dealers and, like, a lot of gangs and stuff. I think this is real good for kids.
It's all part of the city's violence prevention program.
Every nickel has been donated. We only charge the family $5. It's more of a processing fee and a token of investment on their part.
The payoff comes in the behavior.
I've never had a weapon in 5 years. We've never had a drug here in 5 years. We found 2 lighters in 5 years, and I'm guessing they might have been staffs.
The camp began as a partnership between Mayor Tom Menino and local businessman Jack Connors. Menino got the city to donate the land. Connors has raised the money to build and operate the camp, $32 million so far. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.